from our own center. And the Jew has commissioned each of us to see everybody else as the problem, not the Jew. So how do we do it? We stop asking questions like that and we say, Jews are the problem. So then if Jews are the problem, and you say, I'm a white man, I'm not Jewish, are you the problem? I'm a black man, I got an easy one here. I know I'm gonna get the correct answer. Am I a Jew? No. Is my friend Converse a Jew? No. Right, so is anybody here the problem? Who's the problem? Jews. All right, then we focus on the problem. Jews are the problem.
I appreciate that question. Before we go back to them, I wanted to ask Io to clear up something because there's a lot of anonymous accounts that don't do anything but play video games and don't offer anything to the conversation. They can barely communicate. And they have been fed-jacketing you and fed-jacketing me. And I would like for you to address some of the specifics around your work with the federal government and also potentially some of the swindles and scandals that you uncovered that led to that no longer being a very lucrative career for you.
Okay. I promise I'm trying to speed this up because I can talk. So I'm going to try to be very succinct as I can. I think to put it in perspective, though, if you live in Washington, D.C. and you have a good job, you work for the federal government. It's a federal government town. I was a civilian working for a federal government doing federal contracting. The most interesting part of it, I think, to go to your question, you hear what I'm saying now. Obviously, the federal government's not paying me to do this. I've been the same person the whole time. But we have to understand what was done with 9/11. It'll help us get a better understanding. The reason that they blew up those towers and created that terrorist situation is because in order to overthrow a republic like the United States of America, it is impossible for you to try to do it organization by organization. The way it was set up is brilliant. It's interdependent organizations. So you have the Coast Guard that controls the sea. You have TSA that controls the air. You have Customs and Border Patrol that controls the borders. You have all of these different organizations. None of them answer to one another. They work together. They answer to the president. So how do you overthrow that? You would have to go into each single one and do it. You can't do that. So they create a problem that scares everybody. And then they say, we're going to create a super institution, DHS. What is it? It's the Jew House. Because now, what are the institutions that you must have control over if you're going to overthrow the republic? You got to control the air, TSA. You got to control the ground, CBP, Customs Border Patrol. You got to control the sea, the Coast Guard. What happens if you get a person in the running the republic, the executive branch, the president, and they try to get out of hand? Well, you got to have Secret Service. So you got somebody right next to them. They can't go but so far. How do we invade the country? How do we make sure everybody that we want to come into this country to overthrow this country can facilitate that? 40 million illegal immigrants right now. How do you do that? ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, USCIS, United States Immigration is USCIS.
Citizenship right. And Immigration.
Yes, citizen, yes, thank you. Look, he's not even in the US, he got it. So you take each of these institutions and you say, I do not have to overthrow these. I create DHS, that is the single thing at the top, and now all I have to do is put Alejandro Mayorkas, a Jew, in control of it, and now from the very top, I control all the pieces I need to overthrow the republic with one organization that did not exist before that. So that is what the Jews have done. So long story short to say that, when I was there, I didn't see all that coming. I used to work at the DOD. When I went to DHS and I was working there at ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, I saw the Jews stealing money. Now, there's always people in any branch of government or any occupation trying to enrich themselves and do for themselves. And I didn't realize it at the time because it's very racist when I was in Department of Navy, but they love their country. And if you had competence, they put you in a position, you fight hard enough, you can do what you need to do. I never saw anything like the theft that I saw when I was in ICE. And I was like, something has changed here. This was 2009. And what I realized when I observed, because there were Jews, I was involved in a situation where they stole $580 million. Literally, the guy's name is Bernstein. I can't make this up. The guy's name is Bernstein. I'm the small business specialist that this has to go through. I see what's happening, and I'm like, you can't think you're gonna do this with me sitting here because it was a black company they were stealing it from. You gotta be crazy. I reported it, and the rest is history. You know, I was on CNN after that, and they put me out. My point being, the way that they have overthrown this republic is by putting all of the institutions that they need to take control of under what they now classify as DHS, which really represents the Jewish political control and domination of the overthrow of the republic.
We have Dr. Michael Scheuer.